Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to what I believe is a session of sanity. You may not agree. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to know the networks you can catch the show on or the radio station, simply go to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, be involved. Be part of the conversation. And if you go to the website, you want to look at stations, so you can see, they're not just regular radio stations on there. They're also media outlets, video outlets, that kind of stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, thank you for spending time with me, spending time, on the air and just sending me messages. Retired General Paul Valley will join us after the break, and he's got a lot of information on what's going on and what came down in Italy and in Spain and those places. If you listen to the, I purposely went and Googled just a couple seconds ago, Italy and the coronavirus. And depending on what you look at online, you'll get two or three or four different spins on this. You know, Italy and Spain see the first positive signs in the coronavirus crisis. Is Italy flattening the curve? Italy's record records the lowest coronavirus death toll in a week. And then what do you hear? Coronavirus surges in Italy to another 400 today. Well, which is right? Who's telling the truth? Why are the deaths from coronavirus so high in Italy? Again, another one that was just put out. And these are not, this is Live Science, this is BBC. These are not whacktoid sites. Time, the Washington Post, you know, we know they're always real. So how do you cipher through this stuff? How do you decide what's right and what's not right? What's real and what's not real? It's exactly what I keep telling you. You have got to do some of this homework on your own. You've got to pay attention to these numbers. Where are they at? How many have died? What does that mean? You know, they're talking about the cases. Oh, my God, they're skyrocketing. Okay. You also have testing being done at 8 times what it was normally being done at a week ago. Do you really expect there not to be a radical increase in the number of coronavirus cases? Seriously? Seriously. And then the big news was total confirmed virus cases, coronavirus cases, hit 1 million. Well, did we not expect it to? Why is that a surprise? Right? I mean, seriously. Again, I'm going to go back to simple numbers. If you have 1 million total confirmed cases, and only 10% are coming up as positive, right? So 10% of what they're testing is coming up positive as having the coronavirus. So 10 million people, right? Am I wrong here or am I right? Where are my math majors? If 10 million people have been tested and a million show up having the virus, the numbers are still not of an epidemic level. In the United States, we have almost 250,000 cases confirmed. Same numbers, same percentages. So let's be careful. I am getting tired of searching for toilet paper stores because there's a bunch of lunatics out there. And then mainstream media, while beating on Donald Trump, President Trump, for his coronavirus response, is giving China kudos for it, but yet, coming out of many places in Europe, and Asia for that matter, is the fact that China is underreporting. They're lying to you. Well, there's a shock. They're lying to you. China's early coronavirus victory lap, misleading data. Right? They're giving us misleading data on this. And you know what that does? It hurts our ability to fight this. Because people are sitting back on, well, see, this is what they did. They did A, B, and C, and it was able to curtail the virus. We did the same thing and then sit back and wait. Well, it's not true. We know it's not true. The Chinese officials have ordered a country in central China back on lockdown. Why would they do that? Right? We're hearing that this might go through two passes or three passes. You think we're going to stay locked down through two or three passes of this? You're out of your mind. It won't work. It won't happen. And they're questioning the Chinese president and the Communist Party. It took a coronavirus victory lap way too soon. So all the countries that are using China's template to go out there and beat this virus, they're not. It's not going to work. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said that that had China truly been transparent about COVID-19, there's no question the world would have been in a better place today. It would have been better and easier for us to respond. There's simply no question that China's lack of candor to the world had a major impact. I believe what some people that have hinted that maybe we should make China pay for this. But really? Pence's comments came on the heels of China ordering residents in Zhai County in the Henan province, which borders Hubei, which was the enter center of this to begin with. They've ordered that city a lockdown. Why would they do that? I mean, 500,000 people locked in their homes. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins me after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, I barely made it through high school, so don't take all my addition and subtraction, really. You got to do your own. You got to pay attention on your own. And as I've been saying for weeks, I'm not saying there's no virus here. Just so we're clear, because I hate when you guys send me emails and it's like you didn't listen to anything I said. I'm not saying there isn't a virus. I'm not saying that people aren't dying from this virus. What I'm saying to you is the response to this virus, what's been going down, the numbers don't dictate this. The numbers don't warrant this. When you talk about the amount of people that have been infected, I just gave the numbers a minute ago. I'm not going to waste the general's time with all these numbers again, but you've got a million people that they say have been tested positive for the coronavirus. And what you're hearing is that 10% of the people are, 10% of the people tested are testing positive. Put the numbers together. Figure this out on your own. And then on top of that, of the 10% that come up positive, only 10% actually show signs of the virus, have been truly infected or affected by the Bible, by the virus. So can we take a breath? Can we stop running out and buying every piece of toilet paper that's floating around? And can we come back to reality for a minute? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm joined, and I always love when I have this guy on, I'm joined by retired Major General Paul Vallely and General, I really mean it. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the information I get from you.
Thanks. Thank you, Joe. We have a lot of updates to cover tonight, so I'll be happy to give you what I have.
I'm going to cut you loose and pretty much let you go for it. First off, would you please tell me what you think? I've been telling people from day one, China has been lying to us. They are lying to us. They've been lying to us. They've known about this virus for quite some time. They've been playing with it for quite some time, and it's got out of hand. Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. I've got very good intelligence from inside China. But also what is happening, and if I can lay that out to you,
go for
it. Track it all back to the virus that was released from the laboratory in Wuhan and then spread out through a massive migration of Chinese from the January 10th time frame to February 17th, which was the Lunar New Year. And so we had hundreds of thousands of Chinese migrating on thousands of flights into Europe, into the United States, and other areas of the world. But here's the thing. This is what you have to think about, Joe. It's a communist party, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP.
Right.
They're the ones that have instigated this. Now, the coronavirus, as we've said, is and has been originated from the city of Wuhan, 11 million people. And now it has reached every corner of the world. But this virus has not reached the capital of China, Beijing, and the economic capital of Shanghai near Wuhan. The question is why? Beijing is a city where all the leaders of China live. Military leaders live there. Those who run the power of the Chinese government live there, Chinese Communist Party. There is no lockdown in Beijing. It is wide open. Corona has no and has had not any effect there whatsoever. Now, Shanghai is a city that runs the Chinese economy. It is the economic capital of China. Here's where all the rich Chinese people live. Those who have kept the industry running, guess what? There's no lockdown. Corona here has had no effect. So the pandemic virus, which has been told that you have to create panic all over the world, but you will not come to Beijing and Shanghai. So it is very important to ask China the question that when the biggest developed countries of the world could not stop the corona created in the big cities of the world, so why did this not conflict reach Beijing or Shanghai?
Wow.
I mean, this is just a ruse. It's a, what, it's a massive effort of a war against the United States and to bring us to our knees.
I'm looking at this, and I am beyond perplexed that our people are buying into this. And when I say that, what I mean by that, again, you have I don't know what it is, 1.6 billion people, 1.3 billion people that live in China? I'm not even sure. Okay? How do you only have, I don't even remember what the last number was, 3,000 and some odd people die from this? It's impossible.
Exactly.
The numbers are impossible, right?
Right. Well, they allowed so many Chinese to die when we knew from the Wuhan laboratory they had already developed a cure. They had already developed a medicine that would cure, a vaccine. Now, we know this from a fact. Now, the next point, Joe, that we need to talk about, we need to put America back to work tomorrow. We need to let the, we have to have the governors, okay, in the low risk or no risk areas of the United States to go back to work tomorrow. California, the fifth largest economy in the world, has got to put their people back to work. But you've got to do it on a smart basis. The hospitals still have to be ready to do tests for those that indicate that they may have the virus and then treat them with chloroquine or whatever the best vaccines that we have right now or the best medicines that we have right now. It's gone too far. America's got to get to back together this week, Joe. I just want to emphasize that.
You know, General, you've been around for a while. You know about what how the military handles these kind of things. You know, you look at what's happening right now across the globe. This pandemic, it's, you know, I grew up and started paying attention during the Hong Kong flu. I mean, that was worse than this, for all intents and purposes. And I don't remember as a kid we shutting down every square foot of this country. I just don't remember that happening. And you look at what's going on, and they try to use Italy as an example of how bad it could be, how quick it could spread. Give us some insight, because I believe I know what the reality is, but I want people to hear it from you. Give us the reality of what happened in Italy. How did it go sideways so quick there?
All right, here's what the intelligence tells us about Italy, and I've got this from very good sources.
Hold on. We both believe in capitalism. Got to go for a break, but you're going to answer that on the other side, I guarantee it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump announcing he's directing HHS Secretary Azar and acting DHS Secretary Wolf to use all available authority under the Defense Production Act
to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term, COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Trevor Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Listen. If you have a question, you want to get involved in the conversation, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Or what you can do, I mean, real simple, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I don't want to waste any of his time because we're getting a lot of good information. Retired General Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. I so much appreciate his time when he's on the show with me. And General, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, Joe.
All right, let's hit Italy now. The Italians, my ancestry, they blew this one big time, didn't they?
Well, yes, but probably it's more naivete. I was in Italy last year, and I was in Ubierto and in Rome, and I found out that the low employment rate, the lack of jobs in southern Italy, has created a situation where the whole economic market of Italy moved to Milan and Lombardy province. And so north Italy, over the last two decades, we've seen Chinese companies coming in and buying into and buying out a lot of the luxury goods market, the garment market, the manufacturing, basically out of Milan. And so the Chinese have had a big stake in Italy for two decades now. And so when this migration began that I told you about, there were flights in and out of Milan to Beijing and back and forth from January the 10th until the end of February. And so this infectious disease, COVID-19, then was transmitted basically in northern Italy. And they were not prepared to safeguard the people at that time. And so that's why we've seen what has happened in Italy. And it's just a shame that Italy had to beg for all this Chinese money to come in to save the industries in northern Italy.
I'm just amazed at this. Some people, you hear it all the time. Some people think this was is an out-and-out war, that China knew exactly what they were doing, and that this is their way of really trying to come up on the other end of this as the world power, the world power.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You're explain that, if you would. How does that put them at the top? How are they going to be trusted with this?
Oh, it's going to be their downfall now, but we've seen for the last 5 years, for example, of the extension of power throughout the South China Sea, the initiation of the China, the New Silk Road Initiative, which would link China all the way across Asia into the Middle East and into Europe, the old Silk Road. And so with that, for example, in Pakistan, they built two very large ports. So China, from the Western China stand viewpoint, would have a extension from Western China down through Pakistan to the Indian Ocean. They've also built two very large airfields. They've also expanded their influence into Iran a great deal. That's why we see Iran with so many infected cases. So this has all been planned out by the Chinese Communist Party, who runs basically the army. They own most of the industries. And so the hierarchy, who actually you think is the president, doesn't run things as you think he would. It's the Chinese Communist Party. Now we've identified that. So as a result of that, we can only point now today that the coronavirus is a biochemical weapon of China, which China has left for the destruction of the world as we know it and our economies. Now, after getting some people killed, China has now controlled this virus. Perhaps they also have the medicine, which we know they have, is a vaccine, which they're not sharing with the world. This is the reality, Joe, what's going on.
Yeah, they don't have, they are all for the motherland. Yeah, I did a show about 4 or 5 months ago about how, when we're hearing more and more about Chinese spies, we're hearing more and more about how China has taken over some of our higher facilities of learning, colleges and other places. And they're in this for the long game. They have been in this for the long game. And it's all for the motherland. They'll come here and live for 30 years, 40 years to infiltrate, get in, and be a trusted part of the community, scientific community, and so forth. Isn't that true?
Well, yes. But on the other side of it, I was going to mention earlier, we've seen in the last 5 years the spread that I sort of mentioned through this new Silk Road Initiative, but also a vast amount of investment into their Navy, into their Air Force, stealing a lot of the technology from America to develop their new aircraft and their new fleets in China. And then with the building of these, construction of these atolls and islands in the South China Sea. So it's been an expansion of power, not only through their military, through the seas, but also through the Economic Silk Road Initiative. And so they've had this all planned out. Now they're executing it, and now they've conducted a bio-warfare against the United States, which they know is the super power of the world, the economic power of the world, and they're out to destroy us. We have to understand that. And this is not a conspiracy, Joe.
No. You've been on this show off and on for years, and I can honestly say pretty much everything you've called out that was going to happen or has happened, we have found out that it is the truth, and it is a big deal. And people need to pay attention. Look, this is not, for the last 10 years there's been jokes about, Russia not being a problem, China not being a problem. What's his name? Biden, who still may or may not be in the race here. I mean, he said we would eat China's lunch. Well, we're not eating their lunch right now, are we?
No, but we're going to, because Trump has a plan and a strategy. He understands what's going on. The problem is the members of Congress are so inept, they don't understand for the most part of what's going on. The governors don't understand the play here that's going on. And typical with the politicians we have in America today for the most part, especially those who are democratic cities, democratic states, the left-wing Socialist Democratic Party is so inept that we can't rely on them to solve anything. So it's going to come back to President Trump, who's not a politician, and his team, and he still has some deep state operatives working there against him, and the media against him, but we've got to stick with the president because he understands what's happening. And he's the one, really, that brought to the forefront of the problem with the supply chain, with many of the products that were moved overseas to China to manufacture, and now we're suffering from that. And President Trump has realized that for many, many years, and he's been criticized for it, for taking on China like he has in the trade agreements, but he's absolutely been right.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I'm not a genius here, but I've been talking about the reliance, the dependence on the Chinese. Look, I tell this story a lot, but the bottom line is I grew up in an area that was heavily infiltrated or run by the mafia. And you can see how they make you dependent on them. You can see how you need them for pretty much, you know, a lot of aspects of your daily life. I'm looking at what the Chinese have been doing over the last few decades, and maybe longer, but I've only been paying attention closely. And we are dependent pretty much on every aspect of life with them. And when we had the earthquake in San Francisco, And the bridge, we fixed the bridge with Chinese steel that was sent over the ocean. When it gets to the point we can't even bid steel here in our own country to fix our own things, but China can, that should have set up all kinds of bells and whistles, should it not have?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, but here's an interesting report that we just received. If you examine the travel patterns of the Wuhan citizens, they align with the global virus outbreaks globally. Back to what I said at the beginning.
Yep. Wow.
The Wuhan citizens and this mass migration back and forth from China on the New Year festival.
Wow. All right, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with retired General, Major General Paul Valley. We'll be back in a minute.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks.
Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. They really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And, you know, you can find us online. You can find us on a local radio station. I used to joke that we're like horse manure on a ranch. We are all over the place. You can find us somewhere. Anyway, we're talking about the pretty much the truth behind the coronavirus, where it came from, how it spread, really what we have to look for. This was not a natural rollout, if you would, of a virus. There's just too many things here that don't make sense. So, you know, I'm not the guy with the information. I bring on people with the information. So I've asked retired Major General Paul Valley to join me. Always appreciate his time. Hey, General, before we get into the rest of the story, tell people about your organization, what you guys are doing, and what they can do to help you.
Well, our organization is the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation that we formed in 2005. So we've been around 15 years now, and we do a lot of strategic studies regarding national security, We look at the threats to the United States, internal and external. We've written over 1,000 articles. We also gave President Trump his national theme, America First. We also provided Trump with a new military strategy, which he's using, called the Lily Pad Strategy. And we also provided him a border control plan with the latest now that we've been saying for the last year that we've got to take the cartels out because of all the damage they're doing. And now with the threat and our vulnerability, we know the cartels now have upped their ante to import not only supporting the gangs, but more opioids and more drugs to America to weaken us. And so General Milley yesterday, as you may have heard on the news, we have our naval forces moving in the Caribbean now to take out these cartels.
Yep, I heard it. I saw it. Listen, you went past something pretty quick there, which was the lily pad thing.
Right.
And you talked about this on the show years ago. And I was telling people,
right,
when we talk about military budgets and all this other stuff, I said, look, the general comes on my show and says, we don't need to be spending that kind of money on these bases and agreements and what have you. Our military can move pretty quickly. Can you take a minute,
right,
or two and explain what your, you know, the lily pad thing is all about?
Well, first of all, the lily pad is what we call Joint Strike Force Operations, where we examine the threats in the world to the United States, whether they be China, Iran, ISIS, or whatever. We identify that threat, and if it's a near-term threat, we can hit any target anywhere in the world 24 hours a day. We don't need these big bases anymore to support, which cost us billions of dollars. So we broke down what we need in the future, what we call the lily pads. So lily pad A category would be those that we control. The United States owns bases. It's our military bases, our naval ports. The lily pad B category are bases, for example, that we have in Germany, like Ramstein Air Force Base, Guam, Okinawa, and other places of the world. And then you have the C category of lily pads, which are what we call black operation bases, where we can, in fact, go into a place anywhere in the world, occupy it for a period of time, 48 hours, 72 hours, and we can launch a strike against any kind of a threat. And that way we don't have to have these large bases. Our aircraft carrier groups, for example, 8 to 12 ships are a lily pad. Aircraft carrier groups have more conventional and unconventional capability than 80% of the countries of the world. And they are floating lily pads. And that's what President Trump is using now to get us extricated out of the Middle East, out of Afghanistan. And if there's a threat to the United States, we can handle it with the new lily pad strategy.
Think about the fear that he is striking in the hearts of many, not just world leaders, but, you know, others as well, when he's making us energy independent, right? You know, the things that he's been able to do so we're not as reliant on other countries for things, and then to see how reliant we are on China for our drugs and our manufacturing and all this other stuff. This is, even when all this is going down, there are many globalists still out there and still within this country that think this is a bad idea, that we still need to allow China to hold us hostage, aren't there?
Yep. Globalism has come to an end. Nationalism, pride of our own countries, borders. We see what's happening in Europe right now, the Schengen, all of that border crap that they put in where you could have free borders, open borders, that's all going to go away. And what we see, I'm working on a new article, Joe, called The Resetting of the World. And we're going to have a complete reset in the financial markets, global economies, military, how countries conduct their business, what will be the changes in our Congress, for example. that'll allow us to have a functional Congress rather than a dysfunctional Congress. And this is what I call the global and national reset. And I'm working on that right now.
You know what? God bless. I hope you're right, because when you look at what's going on now they're putting together a coronavirus commission. I mean, are these people serious? This is all they have to do? It's just amazing to me. They're very sick people.
Yeah, they're sick.
Very sick.
Back to Schiff and the others. Yeah.
God.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about the naval commander on the aircraft carrier, the USS Roosevelt. I don't understand this. I mean, as a layperson, if you would, I'm looking out at this and I'm thinking, why would the commander of a ship, a commander of such a, you don't become the captain of an aircraft carrier because you're kind of a mediocre soldier, right? I mean, you have to have a clue.
Exactly.
Why would he do this? You think this was an accident? Or you think he did this on purpose?
No, I think he probably made a decision that he was going to put out a message. And he should have realized that message was going to go viral at some place through the media, whatever. He didn't get it approved through the chain of command. He should have kept whatever he thought within the chain of command. That's what we do in the military. That's why we require that kind of a discipline, because we don't want to leak stuff out to then any of the enemies of our country. And so that's why he was relieved today of command, because he didn't use his head and stick within the chain of command, and thought he would go outside of the chain of command and release this message. So,
yeah, good. You know what? Again, I don't know, and I don't. You can say what you want. I'm not putting down it. We have a lot of great, great military men. We have a lot of people that go into the military, soldiers and whatnot, that really love this country, really care for this country. But there's a confusion. There seems to be a confusion with some of our military people that they think anything that they don't agree with is somehow against the country, hurting the country, and that they can do anything they want to do to get the message out. That weakens us. That doesn't strengthen us, does it?
Right. No, it doesn't. And that's why when we had the socialization within the military under Obama, and even back to Clinton days, that we've groomed a lot of people, even in the general and admiral ranks, that think they can do their own thing.
Yep.
And we saw that with Joey Gallagher, the Navy SEAL. They had to relieve the Secretary of the Navy and a couple admirals. I mean, these people are not using their heads. No commander, if you go back, if you look at General Patton, General MacArthur, General Eisenhower, General Pershing, they would have never tolerated any of this in the ranks.
That's because we don't shoot anybody for treason anymore. I mean, just, there's no downside. Look at what was the guy's name? Became now he's a woman, a transgender, and you know here he is. He creates treasonous acts. He causes soldiers to be killed. And what do we reward him with? With an operation he's looking for. You know, a lifelong medication and a whole nine yards. Why not go against your country? Look at all the upside to this. Just nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's crazy. Look, General, first of all, I appreciate your service. I really do. I appreciate what you're still doing for this country. And, you know, God bless and keep up the good work. And I mean that.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thank you for being with me. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Now, look, in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about really taking care of, taking true control of your body, of your health. You guys, if this doesn't teach you, if this doesn't show you why it's so important for you to be able to have the medical care that you need to have, for you to call the shots, for you to decide how your body is taken care of, then I don't know how we're going to get through to you. We may not be able to get through to you. God only knows. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Heat up your food. Whatever you got to do, take a few minutes. Let's reset and come on back.